Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Backyard Ballers. I am your host, Chris. I am here this morning with New England Patriots head coach, Big Mike. Morning, Big Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So, first off, when you get your got the call from New England to come run your team, how did you think? Or what did you think?
It took me a minute in the process that I had got the call, actually, because I didn't think they'd give me the call. But when they called, I was so excited to take the job. I knew I had to have a backup plan for when Tom retired last season, so I had some things in place, some teams I wanted to make trades with, just to have a long-term plan after Tom retired. So I had, that was in the, when they called me, I talked about that with them.
Right.
And they was like, okay, we'll let you do your roster how you need to be done to get the team back on track.
My next question for you. Who do you consider the biggest threat in the league?
In the league? Well, I still have to consider the Saints since they recently won the Super Bowl. But on my side, in the AFC, I would have to say the Ravens and the Texans.
Ravens and the Texans?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Ravens, because for the past few years now, you have been in the playoffs, and it seems like they are the thorn in your side. What can you do to finally get over that hump and eliminate them?
Well, one thing I have to do, I have to generate a better pass rush. Because in the past, I haven't had any pass rush. And he's just been able to sit there and pick apart my defense. I have to generate a pass rush, stop the run. And if I can generate a pass rush, my DBs have a chance, you know, to make plays on the ball if he gets hit or anything like that. So I can't let Lamar get loose. Right. So that's another problem, like, because he's a dual threat quarterback, so it's a lot to try to contain him, but I'm trying to do my best to keep him in the pocket.
Well, you have started out good this year. You're 1-5. Your last recent game was against Dallas. Do you like playing that coach or anything?
He's good. The Dallas pass rush is great. I think I gave up like 6 sacks against Dallas, which was like terrible. Like, my line was not blocking. For that game, we had to go back to the drawing board and just, look, we have the whole, the pass rush off, just give our quarterback time to make plays that need to be played. Because I had a few open receivers, but I can't get to them because of that pass rush Dallas has.
What do you think about, the way that Pittsburgh Steelers are starting up this year? They ain't doing so hot. Do you think they'll make it into the playoffs, or do you think they'll still continue to slump or anything?
Well, I'm actually surprised that the Steelers start. I didn't expect them to start out this poor at the moment, but I think the coach will turn around, and I think they'll be making it in the playoffs. Because I think he's a great coach over there, so he has the ability to turn the season around while he still has a chance.
Right. Now, I got to noticing, was it your call to let Tom Brady go, or did he retire, or what was that whole deal with Tom Brady this year?
Well, Tom actually retired. He told us he's ready to hang up his cleats. He wanted to turn over the reins to the quarter we had just brought in via trade. So we had that long talk with him, and we were like, okay, well, that's fine. That's what you really want to do. Go forward. So he stayed around like a couple of y'all talking to Derek Carr, letting him know the ins and outs about the players and all that stuff.
Do you think Derek Carr's gonna be the one that can finally get you that ring? Or do you think it's gonna take us some time for him to get used to y'all's system?
I think we have to take this week by week because he's still learning the system. But I think he does have the tools to be able to take us far, like get us to that second season that we keep somehow losing in. But I think he is a valuable piece right now. Like once he learns the offense completely, we'll get back rolling.
If y'all do happen to win the Super Bowl this year, what's your first thing you're going to do?
If I do decide to win the Super Bowl, I'm going to take care of my team, my linemen, because we couldn't have did it without them. Like, that means they had to step up to give us time, give my quarterback time, you know. Now, the big ones in the trenches don't get a lot of credit, and they should get the most credit. But I think we'll just take the team to Disneyland or someplace out.
All right. Now, I know here recently you've been talking to Dallas trying to do a trade to get Jalen Smith. But did you hear about the recent actions, what he did before the game with New England Patriots?
No, I didn't. I didn't check on that. Huh?
He just signed a 7-year contract, so he is locked in with Dallas.
Jalen Smith signed a 7-year contract?
7-year contract.
Yeah, I see that. It's $47 million. The kid's great. That kid there, he's great. As long as he keeps playing the way he's playing, he's for sure going to have many Pro Bowls and possibly Hall of Fame resume.
Oh, yes. Got anything to say to the league or any questions or comments or anything?
Well, really just not to the league per se, but to the AFC, I will be back in the playoffs and I'm coming to take, like I have a bunch of people that I have throwing the Texans and the Ravens. I have to beat them if I want to get to where I want to be. I have to. And so they, you know, they own the AFC right now. And then the Steelers, I'll see them later on in the year.
Right.
So I'll get my revenge then.
I believe that's a wrap for today.
All right, thank you.
So thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. If you do happen to win the Super Bowl this year, you will be the guest on it. So good luck to you for the rest of the season and try to win that Super Bowl.
I will, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Backyard Ballers.